Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
So I want to move on to, one of the best ways, to get your mojo, to back into the flow, having your own way is to be creative. We've touched on this, being creative, to do things that are creative, to engage in creative activities. And if we're not in the habit of being creative, then, we're into our left brain intellect is where we're at. And that's a logic. We don't want to be there. Because when you're intellect, it's right or wrong, all or nothing, me against you. It dampens our flame. It drains our mojo is what it does. And at this point, we need to go to the right brain, our creative brain. And, we need to go to the heart center. And, you can start with something simple, like a coloring book. I do this with my clients all the time that have, lost and they're down, and get a coloring book. And this is something that, is being recognized more and more, not just in the metaphysical world, but also in the scientific world as well. I see coloring books all the time. Louise Hay has just published over the last couple of years several coloring books that are bestsellers, and they help a lot of people. So, something could be something simple like that. And if you're not in a creative mood, if your mojo's down and your flame, then, and you don't know what to do, get out a box of crayons. Mix some watercolors together. Get a big tablet and make a mess. Just make a mess. You don't need to paint something nice. In fact, I remember years ago I had this wonderful art teacher in school. And, she told me, she said, Joe, the minute you make it nice, tear it up. And, start all over again and just enjoy the experience. And that's what you want to do. Some other creative things, make a cake. Good creative things. Make a garden. Plant some flowers. If you have young children, create a playhouse. Create a new play area for the whole family. And, create a new song. Create a new dance. Create a new language. And be creative. Learn to take photographs. Because if you've got a phone, an iPhone, and you can take pictures, you're a photographer. Mm-hmm. And be creative with it. That's given. And, everyone's a poet. Write a poem, a short story, lyrics, a jingle for a new product. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that say, I've always thought about writing. I've got this great story. Well, write it. Do it. Just get it out there. Just spend a few days writing and, you can create a wonderful book. And put yourself in a frame of mind, when you were a little kid. When we played, we created, we imagined so many things. Beth, remember we talked about, having a picture of you as a child in your wallet, carrying it around with you to remind yourself? I mean, I strongly recommend everybody does that. Carry a childhood picture in your wallet. If things get going bad and you feel down, remind you when things were just fun and creative and no worries or cares. And, imagine yourself taking a trip, create a vision board, create new outfits, create a new hairstyle, or a new style in general. Be creative. It's allowing yourself, to invent every day, to become an inventor. Instead of being defined and stuck in a definition, you create the new persona for yourself. You do that. And, you create the new attitude. You create the new energy. Don't let someone else in the world define you. You create that for yourself. And, use your hands, use your words, use your ideas, use your vision, and start this week. And, create something new every day. And the key is to make it your own. And you do it constantly. And it's called entrainment. It becomes part of you. And that's what you want to do. That's how you keep your mojo. You keep that flame burning constantly, is to make it your own. And create a new website. You know, there's all sorts of programs to create, you know, websites inexpensively and make it fun. You know, create a collage of pictures of your family, things that, you know, you love to do or places you want to go. You know, better yet. And every single day, create something new. Every single day, do something that's creative. And if you're in the habit of creating things a certain way, you know, okay, that's fine. But, you know, that doesn't count. That's not going to work for your new creativity every day. What you want to do is try something new. You know, you have to stretch. Try something that you've never tried before. You know, we've all heard the term living outside the box. You know, that's what you want to do. You know, for example, I've had clients, many of them over the years, men and women both, that didn't know how to cook. So they've taken a cooking course and they started creating wonderful, wonderful dishes and just having a great time doing it. That brings out the creativity. And, you know, create all different types of foods. You know, I have clients that, you know, have gotten into, to get their mojo back, get into flowers, making beautiful flower arrangements. And, you know, because flowers are beautiful, they're uplifting. And each individual flower, you know, has a meaning too. And, you know, I would recommend if you're interested in that, Doreen Virtue put out a book a couple of years ago on the meanings of certain flowers, and I forget the name of it, but it's an excellent book, and I highly recommend it. You know, try picking flowers, create a bouquet, and just plant flowers. So there's all sorts of type of creativity, because creativity makes such a huge difference, creating something new every day. Wear a new outfit every day. You know, some people, you know, just, you know, well, this is the type of colors, this is what I like to wear. No, try something new. Try something uplifting, something different. And, you know, something you've never worn before. Mix things up, and it's something new, and just, you know, just get out of the same old. You know, something new. And most importantly, consider yourself a creative person. We don't do that. Yeah, you know, I can't tell you how many people I am. Well, I'm not creative. I can't create. Yeah, that's what we are. We're co-creators with the universe. That's what we're here to do, co-create. That's our existence. And, consider yourself an artist, you know, as a creative, as an inventor, an original, because that's what we are. You know, consider yourself a person with great imagination, because we all have that, and a person who's not afraid to express it. That's another key. And, you know, create a blog. Create a new, decoration in your window. Put something fun in your car. Create a basket of flowers and put on your bike if you like to bike. And, you know, it just brightens it up. I have so many people that will do that, and it just really makes their bike rides a whole new experience. The idea to make every day just fresh, new, fun, create beauty, create beautiful moments, and create beautiful conversations when you're talking to people. And, you know, by creating beauty, you become the good fairy. You really do. And, you now become the person who spreads good mojo to others. Because we've talked about so many times how people will meet us at our energy level. So if we're up here and somebody's down there, they're going to rise up to meet us where we're at. That's why we don't want to be here, because we can't bring anybody up. And the more you pay attention and create good energy, you know, like laughing, humor, saying things like thank you, that creates good energy. Please, you know, I'm grateful for you. Create good experiences. You know, words are so, so, so powerful. And see, every opportunity and every moment of the day is a time that you can create something positive and uplifting every single day. You know, something you've never done before, said before, tried before. And, you know, create new things. And, you know, this is how you get your mojo back. You're creating, you know, new mojo. It's the gift that keeps on giving. If you create good mojo, keep yours up, you're spreading that to other people, more's coming back to you. So that's why I say it is a gift that keeps on giving. So always keep that in mind. And the more you share your spirit, your beautiful spirit, the more you express your spirit, you know, then you allow your spirit to express and the more that comes back to you. And that's the key. And, you know, create jokes, create new ways of seeing things, create humor, create laughter, you know, create silent laughter. You'd be amazed. One of my teachers and mentors, Sonia Choquette, taught me this, and I've done it at some of my workshops. Just, you know, we'll just stand us just laughing. Like you don't laugh, but and it's contagious. And people all of a sudden, all over the room, it just spreads and everybody's doing silent laughing and it's just so much fun. So even doing that, something simple as that makes a big difference. And, you know, you create spontaneity, you know, every way you can. And that's the ultimate secret to mojo. And people who create, and especially those who create good vibes, you know, positive experiences, you know, people with love in their eyes, people with appreciation, and, you know, celebrate people. Tell people how good they are. You know, how much negativity do we go through every day where people tell people how bad they are? You know, they're this, you know, you hear this on the news and, you know, all the stuff that you hear. Start telling people how good they are and see what comes out of that. And, you know, how great you are. You know, aren't you great today? You know, and see what kind of reaction you get because people aren't used to hearing that. And, you know, create safety by being the person without criticism. You know, no criticism, people. You know, create joy, create spontaneity and fun. You know, create all those things. And if you decide that you're a creator, if you make that decision, I'm a creator, I'm a creative person, then, you know, I'm here to create beauty, love, and positivity. You know, no matter where you are, no matter what's happening, you know, you're going to have so much mojo that everyone is going to be around you. If you're the person that's doing that, you're going to attract so many good things in your life. It just sends the law of attraction through the universe, and you'll be amazed what comes back to you when you do that. And, you know, so it's remembering who you are, you know, and who you are, who each and every one of us are, is a divine spirit. Creative, powerful, light being. That's who we all are. We're having a human experience, but we're all spirit. We're divine, you know, beautiful, loving, creative spirits. And that's why I always use the word creative, because that's what we're here. And, you know, so, you know, instead of waiting for the magic to come to you, you create it. Don't wait for it to come to you. Instead of waiting for the good energy and love to come to you, you know, you create it. Instead of, you know, waiting for doors to open, you know, create them yourself. This is the biggest secret as far as checking in every hour. Why that's so important is when your alarm goes off, whether it's your iPhone or whether you have it on your watch, is ask yourself, what am I creating right now at this time? You know, this hour, what am I creating? And is it something good or is it something not? And if it's not, how can I turn this around? You know, ask yourself, how can I turn this around? And you can create good things with, you know, a simple apology. If you need to, never be afraid to apologize. That creates great mojo. You know, a simple apology, a compliment, appreciation, recognition, you know, listening, you know, active listening to someone that they're listening to. That creates good mojo. And, you know, a nice smile, that creates good mojo as well. A warm touch, you know, that's, you know, we don't do that enough, and we should. And it's not difficult. You know, if you choose to be creator, you're going to have so much mojo. It's incredible. And that no matter what's happening around you, it's not going to get you down. It's not going to, you know, affect you at all. It's not going to dampen your spark or your flame. It's going to keep you up here. It's going to keep your flame burning, keep your mojo strong. You know, this is the best thing that you can do in life is recreate, you know, reclaim yourself as a creator and, you know, create beauty, magic, love, and create lightness, you know, lightheartedness. That's where spirit is. Love, expansion. Yeah, because remember we talked about, you know, energy, that everything that's in the universe, you know, everything that's happening is all energy in motion. And if we're in our intellect and we're in our, you know, ego, that energy is, you know, it's condensing. It's dense. You know, that's the kind of energy it is. But our spirit energy is light. It's expansive. And that's why, you know, if somebody that's living in their spirit, everybody wants to be around them. Because they're always up. They always have something positive to say. You know, they're always uplifting. And that's where we want to be at.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.